This recording of a channeling session is intended for your personal use only and is protected by copyright. Please do not duplicate it for any commercial means, and please do not post it to any website. Feel free to post a link back to it on www.josiah.com. Thank you.
So it became a lot of us so I agreed to ask of you and to remind you that there continues to exist that opportunity for you to be involved in that silent communication, in that state of consciousness, which is tied to that telepathic exchange of information with other entities that would be written for this afternoon. You will find once again that it's quite easy for you to alter your consciousness and to enter into a meditative status and to participate in that activity and to pull off that once again that choice is yours. Absolutely. You have passed your cycle on progression beyond what you refer to as a five-year period, since you entered into what we like to refer to as this new age, new energy, this alteration of the energy that is utilized in the creation process to maintain this reality that you exist in. A very subtle change, evidently, but nonetheless, one is in the current, one is new. Is a human consciousness agreed to participate. You begin to experience more and more interactions of the reality that are based upon awake consciousness. Is entrusted in decisions. Consciousness, practices, beliefs, and belief systems. Sometimes influenced by other entities within your so-called awakened consciousness state. But nonetheless, special actions of beliefs and belief systems that you are experiencing being validated in your awakened consciousness state in this imaginary and illusionary reality that you exist in your awakened consciousness state. Based upon a human consciousness, belief system, and the belief system that you are validating, that you are choosing to put in place, you are also beginning to experience more entities coming into your reality and reaching forth to your so-called evolutionary process, where these children that you refer to as indigo children are reaching an age where they begin to have an influence on the realities that you experience. It would appear to you that there are more and more children who are what you refer to as gifted children. The protégés, the ones that seem to be able to achieve various activities with seemingly no previous knowledge or no previous training or no previous introduction to that particular activity. We suggested that once you enter into this new age and new energy, the entities that were to become reincarnated, if you wish, that would exist within this particular incarnational period, would bring with them the understanding that it was within their capacity to create the reality that they consciously chose to act. And consequently, when they begin, you begin to that being carried out if you wish within your day-to-day activities, since you are just an illusionary reality in your awakened consciousness state, which is a lot of business in those same children who are holding beliefs more in much like referred to as a scientific area as opposed to beliefs in the so-called arts or artistic area. It's in the arts or artistic area where you become more fascinated by these children who seem to have the capacity to have knowledge which is beyond their years or beyond any type of training that they may have received. These children have the similar knowledge or belief systems that are based upon your scientific beliefs and knowledge. You have in these so-called ego children entities who are beginning to understand the kind of matter illusion is. We're beginning to understand the concept of being able to apply scientific principles. You see, a scientific principle is simply a validation of a belief that you may hold as being a possibility, and you turn it into an absolute through your so-called scientific conventional action. It's simply a validation of the belief system that you hold with inside that you can so-called prove scientifically in your awakened consciousness that it makes it more real. Do you have these children, these indigo children, beginning to accept the kinds that are illusionary and develop scientific methods to validate those hypotheses, to validate those beliefs and belief systems? This kind of facts are illusionary. Some of the children are also beginning to understand that there's no limit to the expanse of your consciousness. And beginning to grasp the concept that your consciousness exists throughout your entire universe. It is a result of looking at various methods to facilitate altering your consciousness from one state and one path within your so-called illusionary world to another path within your illusionary world to transform from one to the other. We have suggested that this time travel, if you wish, this ability to so-called teleport from one area to another is not so much developing a way in order to accomplish that type of transference as opposed to developing a way to grasp the understanding and inside knowledge that your consciousness already exists in the various places that you choose to be transported to. It's a matter of tapping into the consciousness in one particular area as opposed to another. Time and space are illusionary. They only exist in your awakened consciousness state. In your illusionary states of consciousness, in your so-called meditative state, you can even quite freely, if you wish, alter your perception of where it is that you are existing or are experiencing. It's a matter of bringing that understanding into your awakened consciousness state that allows you to understand and to of these so-called indigo children scientifically prove their consciousness already exists in the other areas in order to accomplish and validate the possibility and the probability of so-called time travel or transferring your physical being from one area to another of teleportation, if you use that terminology. When you first became aware and your scientist discovered that it was possible through the use of various types of transmission to transport your voice from one spot to another in a different manner, in another, it was huge scientific breakthrough. You look at the application of those principles in your so-called present karma. It looks very childish. It's possible not only to transfer your thoughts, but you transfer images as well. You transfer so-called real time physical interactions and motion pictures, if you activities that are occurring in one spot, being experienced, witnessed by another in another step of understanding, to the understanding that is possible to be yet to experience your consciousness, as well as those other understanding, once again, that your consciousness already exists in every area, in every atom that exists in your entire universe. It's an illusion. It's an illusion. It's your creation. Your ability that you exist in every atom. If you choose to not have this understanding, if you choose to believe that you are limited in your capacity to experience other realities in your vibrational level, the only limitation to that experience is your imagination in these so-called new age indigo children who are right on the outer level of their so-called progression of their maturity, beginning to apply some of those beliefs, beginning to grasp what the understanding that you have within your capacity to experience the potential, the limits that are upon that type of experience are non-existent. It's possible to understand that you can transfer your consciousness from one area to another with one when it's possible as well to experience your consciousness in any area in your entire universe. Advanced concept, perhaps, not that far off in the understanding, once again, from these Indian children. So these children bring in the understanding, this is an illusion, and they can consciously hold it. Some of these children who have come into your so-called present incarnational period and have actually totally transformed their DNA in order to change what it is that they are experiencing from having the possibility and the probability to experience within an incarnational period. Children who, scientists, and very bad, have had a DNA change to the extent that one is not recognized when compared to the other from the same individual. Taken not years apart, simply months apart. It is within your capacity to make those alterations. If you can alter your DNA to that extent, and have that understanding that it's possible to make those alterations, it doesn't seem like such a big step to understand that it's possible as well for you to achieve all of the other so-called advancements that you wish or that you hold within your imagination. The only limitation to your creation process is your imagination. Transference and alteration of the so-called other systems are being experienced in your system are a result of your beliefs and belief systems. As individuals, as a society, they're not far off from being as a human consciousness belief system, as we have suggested so many times. It's not hard to change an individual belief system. A little harder to change societal belief systems. Very difficult to change human consciousness belief system. It's over something like the alteration of your awareness system becomes a human consciousness belief system. It becomes very difficult to alter. It's like the belief that you would alter utilized to create this reality, to create this illusion. And it became a human consciousness belief system. And you all agree to participate in it. And consequently, you are experiencing in your so-called present time the results of bringing that belief into reality, of actually altering the energy that you utilize to create this reality to the point where it's possible for you to influence in a conscious state that was very difficult for you to achieve in the so-called past. And as a result, once again, you're experiencing these children who are coming into your so-called incarnation, feeding into the new age and new energy, and bringing with them that understanding. And you are beginning to see, to experience the results of that local action of change in the energy. Now, if you have any questions, we would be willing to attempt to answer them for you. It becomes a very difficult question to answer. You are, to use a comparison, in this new age and new energy, not anywhere near, to use once again a comparison, the type of reality and the type of abilities that you contain and maintain within this vibrational level when you were within what we like to refer to as the new area in Avnia, where you absolutely knew that you have the capacity to leave this vibrational level from a conscious state and to return to rhythm. You understood to a certain extent that it was this illusionary reality that you were creating and that it was possible for you to alter it consciously. You not only were aware of it, but it was quite similar to all of the other vibrational levels that exist that we have suggested are similar to this one, with the exception of there. In your so-called Lemurian period, there was, for all intents and purposes, very thin. You had the capacity to move within you and not. Similar to you being an energy once again, venturing into a theater to experience those emotions and feelings. Or you understood that was an if you were more in control, you had the capacity to leave with that will. To create a reality, something that you could visualize as being not within your control. When you enter into the so-called Atlantic period, the Atlantic period will strengthen the data. And for some, in particular, you know, what they refer to as the first Atlantic period, we have suggested that there were those who had a difficult time leaving the Lemurian period and entering into the so-called Atlantean period, and many of those particular entities chose to leave the vibrational level and not participate in the creation process. It was in that Atlantean period that you came the closest, perhaps, if you would use some type of a natural action, came the closest to creating a reality similar to the one that you are creating at this time. The energy was very close to what the energy is in this time, in fact, in this particular incarnation period that you believed in as a result of this evolutionary process. So, to answer your question, it's difficult to put a time. Because you see, time and space are illusionary. They don't really exist. To suggest that there's so many thousands of your so-called years, if that's what you wish to believe, you can have that. But that's to understand that it all occurs in now. It's all the sort of simultaneous. And you go through these various stages, if you wish to call it, go through stages where you experience different levels of consciousness. And in the post-atlantic period, you enter into what you have to refer to as this very dense type of reality, of this very dense type of understanding of the creation process. And you have, if you wish again to use your belief in time and space and the evolution of your process, you come to a point where you are very near what you experienced in the Atlantean period. If you wish to believe it, it is a cycle. It's possible for you to have that understanding that perhaps it could be a cycle. Difficult to put time on something because time is an illusion. If you believe as a result of the belief, you have all types of scientific proof that various things are created in your so-called past. The irony of it is, if you change your past as readily as you change your future. So this time series that you seem to be able to validate in this particular instance may be completely changed in little bit tomorrow, but perhaps in the next year. It's very difficult to grasp some concept of how you alter your past as readily as you alter your future. You suggest that something in your future is going to be based upon something that occurred in your past. It's not possible to accurately predict. I have suggested many times that it's almost impossible to predict what's going to occur in your future. If you alter your past as well, your future, your present, your past is based upon your beliefs in the belief system, and you alter one as readily as you do the other. However, to answer your question, you are, in terms of the energy that you utilize that you experience in this particular incarnational period, and your belief in this time period, you're very close to what it was that you experienced in your Atlantean period. Whether it changes or not, it's entirely up not only to you, but to each individual existing within your vibrational level. And to what extent it changes is once again as well. It's simply a validation of your beliefs and belief systems. It becomes very difficult to predict that certain things are going to occur in your future because you have altered the energy, and as a result of the alteration of that energy, you're going to have the experiences occur in your future. You can make those particular predictions based upon the beliefs that are held right now, if you wish to believe in the now time of uncertainty, time and space dilemma, but you could suggest that because of the beliefs you hold now, that you will experience such and such in your so-called future. The problem with that type of prediction is that you may change the belief, and as you change the belief, you can change and alter the reality that you experience, and so the prediction becomes absolutely impossible to be entirely accurate. And we've made predictions that you have so-called indigo children are at a state where they begin to grasp the concept that time and space are illusory and that your consciousness exists throughout your entire universe. That's a concept that's in place now. That's not something that's impossible to learn in your so-called future. What happens with the expansion of that particular belief is what will happen in your so-called future. The understanding that there are these entities existing within your particular incarnational period at this time that have a grasp of that concept. Not only have a grasp, but believe that it's possible to achieve. That's the key. They believe they can prove. They believe that they can come up with scientific proof that it's possible in any of them to meet so-called human consciousness belief systems, that it has to be scientifically proved in order for it to be something that's accepted as being stability and a probability and occurrence that will happen. So yes, but that's already implies that group validity, the whole that belief certainly put in place the scientific synthesis. Based upon your question of whether or not it's some type of cyclone or existence, you are most certainly through your energy similar to what you experienced in the ascension set, to put a time frame upon that. Becomes almost impossible because time is just that illusion. You can understand that concept in the Lemurian view. To a certain extent in the primary Atlantean period, there were those who still held this concept, who held that understanding, who had difficulty functioning within a society that was beginning to hold a human consciousness belief system that time and space could be. So many once again, many of those entities chose not to continue to exist in your vibrational level. And as a result, you entered into different Atlantic periods into what you like to refer to as various levels of existence. And perhaps, to use larger terminology, where it was very far removed from your understanding of your spirituality. What some might call enlightenment. It's important to understand that while you hear awakened consciousness, it may have various different belief systems as to what it is that you're experiencing in this particular vibrational level of your awakening consciousness, but you are responsible for the creation is never lost. It's always there. It depends on how much you strengthen that electromagnetic kind of that very that you choose to put in play. That limits your capacity to understand not only that you create the reality from a position of absolute unconditional love, but to understand that you create it to yourself and to first to suggest that you're going through an evolutionary process that will be repeated time and again. If you wish to believe that, you have that you give whatever years you give or comments and you wish upon it, it's of little importance. But it is important that you never enter the energy that you are utilizing to create this reality. If you lack a comparison, you would be lost comparing it to when you were in the Atlantean period, particularly in the second and third Atlantean periods, as opposed to the primary Atlantean period, where many of those individuals, once again, carried with them this understanding that time and space were illusionary and that they had the capacity to enter in or leave this vibrational level wherever they go. Does that answer your question? For the reality that you have experienced. In human consciousness, belief systems, we have chosen to enter into this so-called new age, new energy, which agreed to the notion of this new age, new energy. And that human consciousness, of which you are all one, decided for various reasons that they would wish to offer that energy. Be it what you might refer to as a thinning of the veil or a portal of the energy such that it is possible for you to have a more conscious effect upon your correction or to what you might refer to as rebirth. can enter into spiritual as dense a type of energy, or as dense as those limited capacity to understand who and what you truly are. None of that is possible. It's a very dashing of beliefs and belief systems. It's not right or wrong. It's important to grasp that it is not right or wrong. There's no age and new energy that you enter into. Maybe something you are experiencing and enjoying in the experience, or for some not enjoying and not really enjoying the experience, but nonetheless, something that you put in place, because it's what you choose to experience, it's what you hold as a belief in a belief system. It's no better, no worse than any other belief or belief system that you may choose to hold, including one where it is much more denser there, and you are much less aware of your capacity to consciously influence your reality. In the direction of change. You began the strategy of alteration into this new age and new energy in the year of 1987. And you allowed the human consciousness belief system for 25 years to pass. In order to go through this evolutionary process to the year 2012 upon the completion of the transference into the new age and new energy. The human consciousness allowed for that transference of energy and for a time period to pass to validate that there was indeed an evolutionary process, to validate your belief in time and space. The irony of Jesus is you could change it instantly. Similarly, you could change it back instantly. You could change it into any position in terms of the strength of the veil in your awareness of who and what you truly are instantly. And it's not have to be going through any type of a cycle. This might be a type of belief and belief system. Validate your belief in time and space. Validate human consciousness belief that it is not within your capacity to control your reality. You have to go through certain cycles in order to achieve certain objectives, as opposed to being able to achieve those objectives instantly. Difficult concept of grass. I say that the objective is to one that is much as cool and to have memory controlled in the grass. And then grass, when the victim chooses to stop being victim, then the aggression stops. Not many times. Appreciate the way that the aggression stops, but nonetheless, it stops. Same is involved when there is aggression upon society. We still make a belief system. It's an individual belief system, two human belief systems, the societal belief system. That type of aggression occurs many times, many times. It's because the individual who is being the victim refuses to accept responsibility, refuses to believe that they have the capacity to end it. It's rather ironic that when individuals and various aspects of your society are involved in certain types of victim and aggressive interactions, that that ends, for some reason, to lose the aggressive. One that seems to be the one who is fortunate and able to be a victim, when that person is removed for whatever reason, many times that victim has not changed. Their beliefs, their attitudes, their thoughts and feelings, and their choices and decisions has not utilized their imagination to have the type of reality that they desire. Many times they choose another aggressive to be involved in interaction with. The same applies to society. Unless society in your particular system who have been victimized, if you wish, for so-called centuries of your existence. Victimized because they choose to hold belief systems that they are not worthy. They choose to hold belief systems that it's not possible for them to end being a victim. Similar to the individual involved in a particular interaction between an aggressor and a victim. So it is harder for societies to be involved within the same interaction. So it's not so much that you're entering into an age or you're in an era where there are those who are being preyed upon by others, so much as you are in an era where there are those who choose to be victims. Very difficult concept to grasp, but ironically, when you grasp that understanding, you begin the process of changing the belief systems, and they stop being a victim, and the aggression stops as well. Does that answer your question?
Yes, it does. Very much. Also, brings a question. Does conscious consciously is an idea that this can be achieved consciously by this phenomenon as we imitate here on this earth or in this here reality?
When a society gives to all concept their belief and they apply it within their societal interactions and attitudes, it can change. And it can begin with one individual who holds the belief that it's possible to change. You see, in your waking consciousness state, you believe that the actions of individuals are very difficult to have perceived by other individuals who are not within that realm of activity. The irony of it is that the stock of consciousness that you are is one. when we begin to hold the belief within God, if we begin to attempt to have that belief spread through various aspects of ultra consciousness, many times it can have not only as much effect as being involved in activities in your awakened consciousness state to influence your society, but many times can be much more effective by altering that particular reality, by having an influence on others from your so-called altered state of consciousness, from your meditative state, by entering into a meditative state with the purpose of influencing others, and the purpose of allowing others to experience what it is to be, through having them accept your beliefs and belief systems. And alter their beliefs and belief systems, you can absolutely an entire society, and as a result, alter the activities and the occurrences that go on between individuals in a society. It comes back to the very simple concept that you are one, that the spark of consciousness that you are gives to you that which you desire. Validate your beliefs and your belief systems without exception and without judgment. Spark of consciousness does not have any judgment of what to do in your awakened consciousness state. Whether it be something in your awakened consciousness state you perceive to be as aggression or abuse towards another, or believe to be an extension of love and acceptance towards another. The spark of consciousness that reality validates your beliefs and belief systems. It is your awakened consciousness state that you view it as being right or wrong, not at the level of consciousness from which you created. And that may be difficult to grasp. You must come back to the understanding that you exist in this abnormal level for the capacity and opportunity to experience an intense range of emotions and feelings. And they are not always emotions and feelings that you in your awakened consciousness state would look at as being desirable. So when individuals are involved, the entire of an interaction is absolutely possible. One individual, through various interactions in the altered state of consciousness, to have an influence upon another, to the point where it has them examining and perhaps altering beliefs and belief systems, and as a result, altering your reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. Does that answer your question?
Yes, it does. Thank you very much.
Well, now, well, it is once again going to be very enjoyable interaction, and we would once again to express our appreciation and our gratitude we have to you. And we would like as well to remind you once again that we are not separated by time or space, rather by an operational level which you choose to interact with us. You have to express the intent, and we would welcome that opportunity to interact and share with the action of you. We would live in our love and peace.